Mass. The Holy Sacrifice commences with a song of triumph addressed to Jerusalem. This song expresses the joy which will fill the heart of man when he shall hear the voice of his God. It extols the goodness of that divine shepherd who looks on each of our souls as a sheep most dear to him, so dear indeed that he will feed it with his own flesh. Introit. People of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the Gentiles, and the Lord will make the glory of his voice heard to the joy of your hearts. Give ear, O thou that rulest Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the collect, the priest lays stress on the great preparation we must make for the coming of our Savior. We must have purity of heart. Collect. Stir up, O Lord, our hearts to prepare the ways of thy only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve thee with pure minds. The other collects of the Blessed Virgin, against the persecutors of the Church, and for the Pope, are the same as on the first Sunday in Advent. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, as Christ also hath received you, unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision, for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Here, Christians, is your instruction. Be patient, be firm in hope, and you shall delight in the God of peace who is coming to you. But take heed, you must have cordial charity one for the other. It is the mark of the children of God. The prophet tells us that the Messiah will make even wolf and lamb dwell together. And now we have the apostle showing us how this same Christ brings Jews and Gentiles into the one same family. Glory to this sovereign King, the powerful offspring of the root of Jesse, who now bids us hope in him. Listen to the Church. She again tells us that he is about to show himself in Jerusalem. Gradual. He shall come in his comeliness and beauty from Zion. God will come visibly. Gather to him his saints, who have set his covenant by sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia. I rejoiced at what was told me. We are to go up to the house of the Lord. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or look we for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitude concerning John, What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Thou art he that was to come, O Jesus. We look for no other. We were blind, thou hast enlightened us. We were lame, thou hast made us walk. The leprosy of sin disfigured us, thou hast cleansed us. We were deaf to thy words, thou hast given us hearing. We were dead in sin, thou hast given us life again. We were poor and had none to care for us. Thou hast come to us with every aid and consolation. These have been, and will again be the blessings of thy visit to our souls, O Jesus. A visit silent but wonderful in its work, which flesh and blood cannot understand, but which faithful hearts feel is granted them. Come, my Savior, come to me. Thy condescension and familiarity with such poverty as mine shall not scandalize me. Thy workings in the souls of men are proof enough that thou art God. He alone that created souls can heal them. After the symbol of faith has been chanted, when you see the priest is about to make the offering of the bread and wine, unite with the church in asking to be filled with life by the divine guest who is so soon to be with her. Offertory. Thou wilt turn, O God, to us and bring us to life, and thy people shall rejoice in thee. Show us, O Lord, thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. Secret. Be appeased, O Lord, we beseech thee, by our humble prayers and sacrifices, and although we allege no deserts on our part, grant us thy protection. The other secrets, as on the first Sunday. During the communion, the voice of the church is again heard, proclaiming the happiness which is to be granted to Jerusalem. Her God is coming to her, and he wishes to make her his bride. Let her prepare herself for this divine visit, and detach herself from everything which is not God, her God, who is her spouse. Communion. Arise, O Jerusalem, and stand on high, and behold the joy that will come to thee from thy God. In the following prayer, the Church explains in what consists that high standing to which she has just invited Jerusalem. Love of the things of heaven, whence comes her Savior, and contempt of earthly things, which when loved, separate man from God. Post-communion. Being filled, O Lord, with this spiritual food, we humbly beseech thee to teach us, by partaking of this mystery, to despise earthly things and to love such as are heavenly. The other post-communions, as on the first Sunday.